Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. It's the woman with the ointment, you remember. But in this discourse, I want to concentrate especially on verse 8. You remember, this is just brief thoughts, but this is the thought I want to fix in your mind. It's verse 8 of Mark chapter 14. Let me read it to you. She did what she could. She did what she could. So the title is, Do What You Can. I could call it the main point. I could call it the heart of the matter. What a lovely word that is. The heart of this woman is seen in the fact that she did what she could. I'm trying to get to the heart, the main point of this woman's action. After all, Christ commended her, as we saw in the previous discourse. Wherever the gospel is preached, this event, this episode, this pouring out of this ointment, this is going to be spoken of in memory of her. It's something to do with the heart of the gospel. Now, let's try and get to it. What did I say in this discourse? She did what she could for Christ. It says so. She did what she could. She did what she could, when she could, where she could. Again, is the when. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I don't know how much she knew this. I don't know how much she realized this. But her devotion was actually anticipating what others tried to do afterwards, but they couldn't do. She actually anointed Christ's body with perfume in preparation for his death. The ladies went afterward, the women went afterward to try and do it, but by then Christ had risen from the dead. But Christ commends her for doing what she could. You remember the widow's mite. She gave what she could, and she gave more. You remember the boy's lunch. He gave what he had. That's all he had. Oh, I only got these few loaves and fishes, but, well, that'll do. Is there a point here, my brother, my sister? What does Christ expect of me? What should I give to him? Christ expects of me, my brother and sister, what I can do. Not what I cannot do. What I have opportunity to do. What I can do for him. This is the kernel of it, I think. This is the main point. She has done what she could. This is what Christ commends. What did she do? She anointed Christ's body in preparation for his death. So is there any lesson for us? Well, I hope there is. Am I doing what I can for Christ? She didn't make any fuss about it. She just got on and did it. She didn't decide to call a committee and have a chat about it and pass resolutions about it. She just took the ointment along there, took the opportunity, and quietly got on with the business. She wasn't a chatterer about it. She wasn't posting it on Facebook. Christ did that for her, if you like. He made it public. She simply devoted herself to the Lord Jesus Christ, doing what she could. She didn't wait for others. She was an individual. She didn't look for an easier opportunity. She just did it in obscurity and anonymously. I believe the day of judgment will show this up in neon lights. What do I mean? Today we know the great names. We know the leading superstars. But in that day, I believe the obscure, the anonymous, the small, the weak, but where the heart is, where the devotion is, where believers are giving what they can to Christ, thinking of Christ, devotion to Christ. These are the things that Christ is looking for. May God find it in me. Unbeliever, don't you realize it's not simply going to church or saying your prayers or tightening your belt in that. It's trust in Christ, obedience to Christ, and love and devotion to Christ. Oh, that my heart, Oh, that my soul could love him more, said Gatsby. Well, this woman knows something of that. I've told you the story before, where I exhibited some paintings. It was a room, and over the mantelpiece, there was something carved there. Do ye next thing, do it. Whatever he says to you, do it. I believe this woman shows us the way. However small, however weak, however obscure, however unknown, unrecognized, let us devote our hearts to Christ, my friend, for he sees the heart, and he commends his woman. Oh, to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, from the Master. Amen.